This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Geek Squad. Antonio speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Antonio. This is Nina at XPO. I'm calling to get a breeze code for a technician.
Okay. What's the order number you got for me?
That order number is 785-79069 for Leo Rowe.
All right, and can you confirm the customer's address for me as well?
The address is 70 Arrow Way, Cranston, Rhode Island, 02921.
All right, and I got the phone number ending in 0830, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And so what's the situation with the order?
The wrong range was delivered. The customer refused it. He said that the correct range has a third burner, a burner in the center. I have the technician did provide me with the model number of the range that he has.
Okay, so the wrong range was delivered, but the one that's on the order is the correct one?
I hope so.
I know, because I'm just trying to make sure, because it looks like he did it at the store, so I'm just trying to make sure, like, it was the wrong range that was delivered, or he
yes.
was rung up for the wrong range. Is
oh, I, well, that I can't answer. I
yeah,
can
let
only...
me, yeah, I'm going to try to, yeah, I got you. I'm just trying to see on my side.
I just know they said they're going to seek the dog. No, I'm sorry. Oh, goodness. What a day. I haven't been in XPO doing XPO in a minute. Boy, it's been jumping today. It's been jumping. And then imagine if you would have been my last call. I told the agent, the DOD agent, I said, hey, he said, how can I help you? I said, a lot. It's a lot of information. By the time I got through with him, he said, you were not lying. I gave you a heads up.
I'm glad this is my last. This one isn't bad. This is my last call for the day. I was like, oh, please don't be crazy.
I'm gonna applaud.
Thank you. Because lately I've been, them last calls. I get off at 5:30, and for some reason I ain't punching out till 6. It's like, what's going on?
And look, I need to take my break before I leave. Oh, I'm shit. It's been just this busy. It felt like I just came from lunch, but I'm looking at the clock when you said something. Oh yeah, let me go and put my break in now. And the reason why I got the model number, because before, I hadn't called y'all in a while. And it's a lot of new protocol, like the tech support system or something. That's new. Are you, you know what I'm talking about, Anthony? They call it total tech support. That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
new.
Yeah, I got you.
And what else is new? Oh, yeah, when the lady asked me about the model number, about the wrong appliance, she was talking to me like, I did it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get this information because I don't like to not have information.
Let me see. So what's the model number you got?
You said what's that model number?
Yeah.
That model number is W as in wallet, F as in Frank, G as in girl, 320, M as in Mike, 0, B as in boy, W as in wallet. That's the wrong range model number.
So that's the model number that they run got for and paid for. It looks like, that's why I was asking, because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. But it looks like they were just rung out for the wrong range.
Oh, bless
because the
heart.
One I looked at, I'd see the model number. I pulled it up on the website. It doesn't have a burner in the middle. So it looks like they were just rung out for the wrong one. That's why I was like, I want to see if the warehouse made a mistake or when they were checked out, it was a mistake.
So,
just so I can know what to tell the customer.
It was checked out at the point of sale.
Yeah, and that was the incorrect one. So, because that's the one that I see on the order. So it isn't the wrong one. He was just checked out for the wrong one.
Oh, I appreciate that information. That'll make my tech feel better.
Yeah. Wrong range expecting. You said burner in the middle?
Yes. Burner in the center. That's what the customer said. He was going ham, turkey, and lettuce and tomatoes. Oh, goodness.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, it comes down to the salesperson because, yeah, I mean, it was incorrect. I mean,
at the point of sale.
It goes on both sides. Because at the same time, like, you should look at what you're paying for if you're paying this much. I mean, it didn't even on his account. You can go pull it up and it shows you the pictures. I can look at the top of the range. So I see that it's not a burner in the middle here, so it looks like he just got rung out for the wrong one. So he would just really just – I would recommend that he just go to the store and reselect and get the correct one for an exchange because that's the one that they checked him out for.
Oh, so that ain't like our mama's old school. My mama check a penny. She look at the cashier, every item, and if it ain't right – oh baby, she. I didn't see her get to the car and go walk back in there. I'm ready to go.
I was talking to it was a female not too long ago, and she was just like, "Why don't men look at receipts?" I was like, "I don't know. I just do it and just leave." Because we went somewhere to eat, and she was looking at everything, and I was like, "I don't know. I mean, I just paid them. Like, I don't know." She's like, "Why don't men never look at receipts?" I was like, "I didn't know that was a generic thing, but." I just paid. Like, I don't know. I don't look at
I like
that.
You. My new friend, he asked me something. I was like, man, it's their job. I mean, if you were raised right, you would feel funny letting a woman take care of you. Not getting personal or anything, but, you know, we are like help meet. My grandma used to say, make a man sorry. You giving him money. He ain't got to work. You give him money. What are you working for?
Type thing. To me, I just kind of always heard that from a lot of the older men and all that stuff that I know and, like, the family, just people talking, like, they would work and give their wives a paycheck. It's like, I don't pay no. I just give her the paycheck, and that's it. Like,
I mean, and
take
don't,
care of the bills.
The only way that doesn't happen if the wife ain't doing the right thing. But hey, we gonna pay them bills. We gonna buy them groceries. We gonna clean the house, and then we gotta have rest day.
I mean, cause to me that makes sense. Cause I don't think like that. Like, if I get something,
hallelujah.
I don't think about the whole landscape of everything that needs to get done. I can, it's like a one-track mind. I think that's why it's just easy. Like, some people try to say gender role, blah, blah, blah. I don't think nothing's wrong with gender role. I just think it's...
You said gender role?
I just think it's the respect that each side gets. Because I know if I have to pay all this stuff, like, I don't know. Women just get it. They think about more than just that one thing. They think about everything. And they think, oh, well, we're going to have to get this next week. We're going to have to get this. We know the kids need some shoes. Blah, blah,
we
blah.
We got one more roll of tissue.
Yeah. I can't think like that. I'll pay one thing and think we are okay. But, oh, well, what about all this, and this? Like, that stuff just doesn't click for me. So that's why I was like, I don't know. A lot of the older men in my family, they was like, we come home, we work. I give my wife the check. She pays all the bills, and that's just how it goes. That's just how it's always.
See, what he do is he bring the bacon home, and she cook it. That's what we call bringing the bacon home and cooking it. And when I told him that, it looks like he woke up. It took me out to dinner, and opened the door, and I was like, oh, he tried to kill me or something. Oh, good, he being too nice. But he was, I mean, and I didn't try to, like, smush his face in it because anybody can learn. But for me to just say it, you know, like, softly how I did, because I was actually angry. I'm like, listen here, partner. You know the other word, but partner. And he was a total gentleman. So I'm fine with that. I've been out the dating world for years and years and years, and now I'm just taking it slow. I mean, like
yeah,
a turtle.
I'm learning on my side because you know how it is for us and not having the examples in the home. I'm learning.
Hey, you're learning well. You're learning well. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'd be forgetting sometime. Where am I? I'm 34 now.
Okay, 34. Young man. I'm a well-seasoned woman. I'm 52. Be 53 in July, but I've seen a lot and I'm still learning. It's funny when my children call me old school, and then the people that's older than me, they say, "Oh, you young." I'm like, well met. I don't know if I'm young or old school or so. I rename myself. I'm well seasoned. I am well seasoned. And a new Facebook person. So when I see stuff on Facebook, well seasoned. They be like, old school, well seasoned. I am well seasoned.
I think we're taking better care of ourselves a little bit more. So, you know,
I think that
age thing's changing a little bit. So
oh, yes.
It's all relative
definitely.
Now.
Now, I've seen a Facebook lady. She was like 65 or something like that, and the man made her say her age, and she said 65. She had like a little body dress. I thought she was in her 40s or 30s. Mm-hmm. Like 65, good lordy.
Yeah, times are changing.
Times are changing. The grandma ain't in the house no more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness. Oh my goodness. It was a pleasure talking to you, Anthony.
It was. I really enjoyed it.
You, because you're on your way just past that torch.
It's the best way to cap. Yeah, it's the best way to cap the day.
That's right.
No stress.
What you say?
Should be.
What you say? And Tina Turner words. What you say? You gonna make me watch that tonight? I'm gonna go home and watch. What's Lil got to do with it? Oh goodness. So what is that? You have that breeze code for me?
Yeah, yeah, I got it for you. Yeah. Oh. So it's 288-130-440.
288-130-440.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, Anthony, I want you to have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe and have as much fun as possible.
Thank you, and I wish the same on your side as well.
Why, thank you. Thank you. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thanks for calling. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. Was your issue resolved during the... Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.